I'll start back a bit. Number four, toward the very tail end of the war, there was a U.S. barracks blown away and a lot of your soldiers were killed. Those soldiers were ones who fully planned to tell the truth about the ongoing criminal acts. So they were simply destroyed. Number five, the first planes with bombs against Iraq were Israeli planes, from you, with Israeli pilots, to launch the war. It was a political allowance in honor of the Israelis and the New World Order. We could go on and on, but it is not here that these need further discussion. The Pope. Why do you believe that the Pope is making all his rounds, even though he is failing badly? In fact, did anyone notice that he went from totally incapable to capable in less than 6 hours? I thought some of you might note that. Well, the One World parasites are setting you up religiously to get you ready for the March 1995 worldwide holographic viewing to coincide with Billy Graham's World Crusade. You can't have a miracle if nobody looks. By the same token, you can't produce a bunch of wicked little gray aliens to terrify unless everybody looks. The time is at hand for your final training programming. Who will expect God and his troops after you see that the only aliens are bad aliens? For this, you have to have bad aliens and flying saucers, good buddies, and any way you can get them, but mostly through deception and holographic projections. You can already project the image of helicopters, tanks, etc., and the film and projection apparatus is already set, working, and ready. Of course, we can scramble the signals and shut down the electronics, but who would spoil the show and tell? God wants thinking, spiritually accurate entities, not evil, intending liars, cheats, and immoral nerds. The soul will only function to the level it achieves at physical death, for the physical aspect of experience is where the soul learning is advanced. The whole show is an illusion projected from the thought of God, and that is why God wins. Satan takes that which God has created and is free to try to gain all souls to his side and trap them, and that is the game, if you will. We of God do not interfere, for the game is yours on your plane, and ours on our plane. I am on the side that wins. How do I know? Because when the game is to the point of destroying soul essence, which is infinite, God will uncreate the manifestation, and he will do it through thought and with light. The jerks on the adversary team will destroy it with misery, physical torture, and a true holocaust. When God gets weary of the ongoing destruction, there will not be a hole deep enough for the parasites and poisoned vipers to hide. God will have us bring off his people in security within his lighted carriers. He will meet you in the sky, clouds, and you will be provided with nice silver ships for transport. How many will awaken in time to come? That is up to God and man. We can handle as many as will come. Our mission is to bring you all back in physical format to transition into building the places of radiance, so that you might experience the joy and glory of your reward. Indeed, it is worthy of your efforts and alliance. Evil will be devoured by its own hand. Greed and corruption and evil intent destroys itself in the end. The point is to keep selves in protection, and a lot of you just bumble along thinking to tag along and maybe you'll make it. Say on Dharma's ticket. No, it doesn't work that way. Every deliberate act against God and God's people is going to be accounted to the most tiny slip of the lip or pen. Evil defined, quote, anything of intentional act which damages another and pulls another from his path to God is evil. Therefore, there certainly are degrees of evil practice, but sin is error. Evil is deliberate. It would behoove all of you to learn the difference, and you are running out of time to do so. God said, ye are either with me or ye are against me. Therefore, if you sit atop the fence down the middle of the road, you are against me. Jason Brent. I would like to note that before the ending Jason Brent's words will go down in infamy. Quote, society must face the concept that we kill off the old, weak, the stupid, and the inefficient. I believe that the master High Q Mensen might have just fallen into his own category of stupid. And that should bother him considerably. Members of the parasite team who blow it so badly most often end up some way suicided. He also said, quote, the greatest crime anyone can commit in this age of exploding population growth is to have more than two children. Fine idea, Mr. Brent, but what do you do with the others? Oh, indeed. I forget. You kill them. You call it humanely dispatched. And then here comes a self-proclaimed Jew Zionist by his own acclaim, Berth Berkowitz, who also says he lost 150 people in the Holocaust and says this about Adolf Hitler. Quote, Hitler's greatest crime was not that he killed millions of Jews, but that his actions prevent discussion about population control and a master race. He also, in that infamous article for the High Q Society publication, said that the Catholic Pope John Paul is, quote, one of the two greatest criminals who ever lived. This little nothing man, ex-judge, bad attorney, and egotistical liar and cheat, lives right in beautiful Stallion Springs, Tehachapi, California. He also served as the first encounter judge who gave away the acres and millions worth of other property to the fixed S&L thieves. He saw to it that nobody walked out of his courtroom with justice of any kind, except his buddies. Well, that wasn't justice, that was outright corruption. Why did I bring that subject up here? Because of the other observations about master races, etc. Originating in England, a Zionist research team produced the following. Quote, there must be allowed no mating between the sexes to result in the birth of children, except where and when such births are desirable from the racial point of view. The best way to put eugenics into practice is to make it compulsory for all male children to be sterilized soon after birth. Certain male children to be selected strains will be exempt from compulsory sterilization. These children will be carefully selected by a thorough scientific study of their pedigree. Any woman desiring to have a child will have to apply to the eugenic state authority for the necessary permission. If that, she, is satisfactory, a list of suitable sires will be given her to choose from. But is that...
Jason Brent will be busy.
He already is.
But is that not similar to what the, quote, Zionists working with Hitler planned to do? Moreover, you say this can't be done. It was done. As currently as the days of slavery in your nation called the United States of Israel. Oh, indeed, for every reference of today, Israel is another state of the United States once called America. The United Nations is the seat of the government, sort of, as a focus. The real government is in the U.S. Capitol and offices of Congress, Washington, D.C. In many countries throughout history, the same practice was widespread. You had interbreeding to insanity among the royal families, but it was made sure that unwanted offspring would not be tolerated. What, Chilas, from sterilization, now more humanely practiced, back then it was simply through castration, to confiscation of property, including all assets and gold, was ever done before, it not only can be done again, but it will be done again. It is not that these subjects are adequately covered here or anywhere, but the point to note is that it is coming down quickly now upon you. It is time to choose, for postponement of decisions will not longer be granted. You could turn your civilization about and into order from this incredible chaos, but quite frankly, I only observe your societies as a whole falling more deeply into the mire of evil. Yes, indeed, it is a time of choices, for you are either against God or you are for Him. Some are still quandering, And that is fine, for a lot of good can be accomplished while making that final individual choice of service, call it what you may. But unless God would shorten the days, all would be destroyed. Where do you want to be when God shortens the days?
Just stay here a minute. I want you to read this letter. Well, let's see. I can't get her to open her eyes enough to look. Do you see how we work under these restrictions? I want this read because, for you who don't know, we do have a motion picture, and it will be done. And you will know that God works in His own mysterious way, His wonders and people to pull together. In this letter, which you will find interesting in its own right, and it accompanied this moon lie, I'm not going to tell you who this person is. We have been riding on fire from the sky, and the shuttle program lie, your space lie. Now, until we have tendonitis over it. On the other hand, this gentleman is going to speak of 2001 Space Odyssey and Kubrick, etc., and how very similar to truth that actually turned out to be, and the marvels of the special effects, the photography, etc., even if the story nobody could keep up with. That's Clark's one joyful thing. He understands more than he can tell you. And he can present it. On the other hand, it really is far out and very hard to follow. But our own Wally Gentleman was responsible for those special effects and the beauty and wonder of that particular movie. That's our Wally, who's going to do our Sepapu Odyssey. And Kubrick came in after the motion picture was finished and ready to go to press, and fired Wally Gentleman and took credit for all the special effects. That's what you're up against. From everything that guides your life into the reality of the practices of these, I call them aliens, to destroy you, you follow along. And they manage to hide everything from you. And because there is reference in here to that motion picture, I especially wanted Karen to be able to hear it. And I wanted a copy of it forwarded on to Wally. It's hard to live up in Canada and work with no funds with someone in Los Angeles who also must work with no funds while all of us work with no funds to get to here. But do you see, if you had funds, you'd have gone off in every direction and these gentlemen never would have been able to come and share nothing with you. And it's important. And it truly is. Sometimes, you know, if you run around naked in front of each other after you stop giggling, you get down to work. And one will say, well, how can you go and even consider using an ex-assassin? Why would I object to an ex-assassin? If he's still running around assassinating my team, I don't think I would like it very much. He will find his oneness with God, and that's all that is my business. And I just hope that he was good enough criminal. I just hope he was good enough at what he was good at to have taken care of business. Because you have the possibility of utilization of ones who at least know what they're doing and want to do it enough to get it done and support you while you get it done. Because in the end, it will be between you and God. And with Ron Jackson, it will be between Ron Jackson and God. And maybe you can regain your nation. And in regaining truth in your nation under the Constitution, which was assisted by God, under God, you'll find your relationship with God. Or you'll continue to do your lessons. Is that simple? And I would hope that we can push on that string hard enough to get Ron here by next Sunday. Now, I would like for you ones to consider that. I am really annoyed that he is still in there. There must be follow-up on everything. And I hear you. Well, why didn't you point out that it didn't get filed? Why would I point it out? You're going to learn. And you're going to learn by my annoyance. When you are pulled the way to go, I do not mind you questioning. But for goodness sakes, things have to be done timely, and I understand that in the legal profession, you don't do anything timely. You never finish anything. Well, I want him here next Sunday. I want him here with Eustace. Eustace is one of the best lay attorneys on the law of the Constitution of anybody I know. And he knows the enemy. Jordan Maxwell knows the enemy. The rest of you are just coming out of saying, oh, you're just nothing but a big 10-foot tall bigot. No, I know my enemy. I know my enemy. And you better get to know yours. This has nothing to do with the little Israelite or the little Jewish person. Remember, the term Jew was created by the Zionist serpent people out of the Khazarian races in the 1700s. That's the 18th century. It didn't go all the way back like your Bible says, and you think your Bible's not tampered with? It says the Jews, the Jews, the Jews. No, it didn't. No, it didn't. All of those writings have been provided for you to believe without listening. Do not listen and throw that commander's garbage in the trash bin. Don't listen to that. Everything coming from outer space is evil. The same preacher will tell you that will get up there and say, Christ is coming to rapture you all. He's going to bring you all to the clouds. All you have to do is believe on his bloodshed. Blood is physical. Believe on his sacrifice. Sacrifice of human beings and burnt offerings are Jewish. And I'm talking about that clan that now calls themselves Jews. They were not Jewish. You will notice that in the writings anymore, you won't find them calling themselves Semite. They will call you an anti-Semite. But you see, they don't come from the tribes of Shem. We are Semites, and this old opposition tactic ain't working very well anymore. When you really want to get them in a corner and get them running, call them an anti-Semite. Well, they're not Semites. You better know who you are. That's number one. You better get to know who you are. And they are required, and they do. They are egotistical. They will slap their symbols on everything just like Freemasonry and Satanic worship. And they're the same symbols, aren't they? Did the Freemasons start off really bad? Or did they just end up bad? Neither one. The corner Mason tries to serve his community. And when you get to the part of reciting the oaths, oh, well, this is just funny ritual. Nobody could ever seriously take this as a serious thing. No, they do at the top. And once you pass into the 33rd degree of the Masonic order, you've lost it. That's where you killed Christ. Ah, but how can I possibly say that? Because they're waiting for the 13th or the keystone, which is Jesus. Aha. Uh-huh. They even stole your God, didn't they? You let them. It's ignorance. They're trying to ignorize you, stupid you. And they've done it. They've done it. Unless you know this truth, and Rick will remember this. Ron said, oh, well, that, no, Commander really takes too seriously the Jews. Oh, you cannot take them seriously enough. And the first ones they will sacrifice on the altar will be what they will consider their own. They did it in Nazi Germany. The Zionists worked with Hitler. Hitler was nothing until he was trained. And you better learn the truth. And all of those books will be buried. Ours that we write about are stopped at the Canadian border. Ours are not allowed overseas. They've already burned our journals. Who cares? Truth will not be burned. Truth will stand into infinity. And everybody has to learn. And it may appear to everybody that Ron Jackson seems to know something about everything. Well, maybe he does, but he does not know all about everything. So there's a reason and there's timing, but it's time to get him out. I want him out. Because he needs to begin to work with the ones who know the truth, so that when you make a thrust back to rebuilding your nation, you don't go up there and you try to overthrow Washington. We're not here to overthrow anything. Your Constitution allows for the building of a government. Go build it. You can build it out here in the suburbs of Mojave if you want to. In fact, it's not a bad idea. You're going to find that you have a lot of people on your team from these bases around here. When I say there are 80 levels down under China Lake, you don't know how big and tall some of those levels are. Some of those levels under there are as high as a 30-story building. It is incredible. You can float a submarine from Long Beach into China Lake. They finished off the grid system so that you're getting ground waves now. You're getting hit with everything from everywhere. You have to counter it, and you have to know how to counter it. And you're going to do it with God, or you're not going to do it at all. Read that letter, please. I become a preacher every Sunday afternoon.
I guess we'll have to have our meetings on Saturday.
I'm flexible.
Dear folks, I am very pleased to see what you are doing for Richard Snell. I humbly thank you for the illumination and for the possibilities, and thank you for your appreciation of the humor in the situation. I give my apologies to Dharma, and tell her I sympathize with her. I have been a court reporter, Greg Shorthand, and stenographer to 4 different commanding generals. I am in awe of the amount of work she produces. I, too, have been a scribe to the commander as he tried to expose and educate about the demon spawn, what you are now calling parasites. I wore a .45 automatic pistol while I typed, and we were, in fact, shot at and firebombed, and my commander was eventually shot and killed. That's a story for some other time. In reference to the story you are currently running in contact about the shuttle...
Let me stop right there, because I know there must be questions floating around in this room. What kind of commander was he talking about? Does everybody remember I told you that we stopped coming to your place in human form, because once in human form, we are as vulnerable as you to that physicalness. when we're called upon, we will bring our ships in physical form because we have the capability of stopping an ongoing feedback of these beam systems. But it's very dangerous for our crew because so many of our crew are already humanoid. And they do not have the capability of instant dispersion. So we stopped coming in physical form. We would come in holographic form. And I can give you even a funny. You have slime at the top of your government and your military. Slime. All the promises made. You see, I've met with your presidents. I met with your Jewish Eisenhower and Bertrand Russell and your holier-than-thou McIntyre. They couldn't even get the damn meeting place right. And so we would sit in some of these summit meetings because we were there when your Constitution was written. Ah. Controversial Germain. Comte de Saint-Germain. I get sick of him. I adore him. He is a compatriot. And he was busy. And he is particularly fond of the United States of America because he helped build it. That's what a real patriot is. In the name of God, build something right. So we were there, human form, and they were able to get several of our cosmonauts from the ships that would come to make these meetings. And good grief, they died. You know, they did all the things that any of you would do. So they set up their little summit meeting. And when we were there, they were going to have us arrested. Now, I want to tell you funny. I cannot resist telling you how funny when they tried to take us. You cannot hold vapor. It just... And they don't play that game too much anymore, but neither do we send valid human beings to meet with you. I should tell the one of your convergence, whatever that means. I'll tell you what it means. Not some harmonic merging of something. In fact, your populations didn't know whether it was a convergence. Well, just didn't know what it meant. That was a parapsychological adventure where we become whole in oneness or something. No. It was the time of the ending of the ancient calendars and the beginning of the final calendar. And what you do with this new calendar ongoing, you're in the eighth year now, is what determines your experience here on this place. The Native Americans have great fun with it, watching you ones make idiots of yourself. Go out, flap your white bed sheets or drape purple ribbons around you. And we're going to go into this harmonic insanity. It was the day of changeover when the old Aztec Mayan calendars ended and dream time of the Aborigines ended. And the green ants awakened. You are in the most interesting time of all history. Just to be allowed to share in this experience will blow your minds if you ever understand it, and you will. The awakening of truth into a planet
dead. The time of awakening. And you're in the eighth year. And you're finding your purpose. And it's glorious. Where was I when I interrupted you?
Commander, who was the commander mentioned in the letter?
Yeah. We're not going to discuss it. Oh, he did not name it. And I'm not going to discuss it. And I don't want you to reveal his name. I want this letter read because there are ones in here, and Noriel's one of them. I want connections made because you're going to find him very close to Fire from the Sky.
In reference to the story you are currently running in Contact about the shuttle hoaxes, today's local paper carries an article about the death of Benjamin Rich. The article, titled "Designer of Stealth Fighter Jet Dies at 68, says, quote, "Rich's most significant aeronautical triumph was the design of the F-117A, the stealth fighter bomber that is virtually invisible to enemy radar and rose to fame in the Persian Gulf War. His 1994 autobiographical book called Skunk Works, A Personal Memoir of My Years at Lockheed, Little Brown and Company Publishers, tells on page 109 that he was a naturalized American citizen and tells of his, quote, own stern father, Isidore Rich, a British citizen who had been, until the outbreak of World War II, the superintendent of a hardwood lumber mill in Manila, the Philippines, where I was born and raised. The Riches were among the first Jewish families to settle in Manila. On page 67, Rich tells of his relationships with Secretary of State Cyrus Vance and Defense Secretary Harold Brown and Admiral Bobby Inman, head of the super-secret National Security Agency, which operated all U.S. satellite and communications monitoring activities, who was being brought into our stealth project to take direct charge of communication security between the Skunk Works, the test site, and the Pentagon. On page 63 and 64, he tells of William Perry, the Pentagon's chief for research and engineering, part of President Carter's administration, who launched the administration's push for stealth technology. Perry is now President Clinton's Secretary of Defense. I recommend the book as background information to anyone wanting to know more about what is currently going on behind the scenes. Is it possible that the old dogs are doing old tricks? Enclosed is a copy of a 1976 book called We Never Went to the Moon. That, to my knowledge, is no longer available. In light of the recent information about the moon landing program, you may find this of value. I wrote to the publishers at a recent address and got the letter back marked deceased. Briefly, this book offers evidence that the Apollo moon landing program was a swindle. It says that a secret project code named after a snake called the ASP, an acronym for Apollo Simulation Project, was set up in an area that looked suspiciously like Area 51 in Nevada. Stanley Kubrick was chosen to do the filming of the moon landing. Page 28 says, the film 2001, A Space Odyssey, is considered to be the ne plus ultra of all science fiction movies concerned with space. It was begun in the summer of 65 at about the time when those who really knew what was happening to the Apollo project began to make their final decisions. Filming of 2001 continued for 2.5 years, and its budget was increased from $6 million to almost $10.5 million. A total of 205 special effects shots, encompassing a period of 1.5 years, was an ingenious cover utilized by ASP. It is possible that even more than $4.5 million was given to the Kubrick Coalition to finance the most perfect space sequences ever shown. While 2001 was being filmed, Kubrick and his crew consulted with nearly 70 industrial and aerospace corporations, universities, observatories, weather bureaus, laboratories, and other institutions to ensure that the film would be technically accurate. Had this been done for ASP without the cover of 2001, much suspicion would have been directed toward those making the inquiries. Another aspect of the release of 2001 in 1968 is this. The film prepared the American people for filmed versions of space explorations. It would be simple transition from a huge manned orbiting lab gyrating to strains of the Blue Danube, as in 2001, to the relatively prosaic view of two men taking a stroll on the moon. On page 68, he begins a chapter titled, "Were the astronauts Manchurian candidates?" and quotes astronaut Buzz Aldrin as saying, quote, "There was a lack of reality about everything, a kind of euphoric strangeness to all that was going on." It is curious, eh? The only major publication to carry the story of the book was the Los Angeles Free Press. The article is on page 84. It is a good summary of the book. The Los Angeles Free Press was owned by Larry Flint, but was run by Mark Lane, whose real name was J. Epstein, the popular assassination conspiracy writer.
Yeah, hold that in your mind.
Flint was later shot twice by two different high-powered rifles. Sincerely.
Thank you. Now, just read this one. We'll dedicate it to L'Oreal there. And then we'll have a break. Because that's dated tomorrow.
This is called Groom Lake, where were crimes committed inside Area 51. The picture is from Popular Science, and the article is in the current U.S. News and World Report, January 16, 1995. And apparently the author for U.S. News is Timothy Murphy. Inside the Twilight Zone. The Environmental Protection Agency and the Justice Department have launched a coordinated criminal investigation into alleged violations of federal environmental statutes at Area 51, the top-secret Air Force base at Groom Lake, Nevada, which the federal government will not even acknowledge exists. The base has been a research and test center for such military aircraft as the F-117A stealth fighter bomber developed by Lockheed. In addition, two civil suits charge that wastes were illegally burned in open pits at the base, exposing workers to toxic substances. One of the suits asserts that a California contractor trucked wastes to the site for illegal disposal. The shipments included materials like plastics and vinyls that are not normally harmful unless burned. The initials NDB were painted on the side of the trucks, and workers assumed that it stood for none of your damn business. According to sources close to the case, the contractor was Lockheed. A spokesman for the company confirms that it transported materials to an undisclosed site, but insists that they were neither hazardous, toxic, nor illegally shipped. To establish the existence of the base, the plaintiffs plan to call an unusual witness, a former Soviet intelligence officer who is expected to testify that the facility is indeed real. Among the likely court evidence, Soviet satellite photos of Area 51.
For you who are not here often, I want you to take a look at this. This is not a paid advertisement, but I want you to know, L'Oreal, if we have your permission, I'm going to ask Rick and Ed to please run an ad. I want everybody to see this from Groom Lake. L'Oreal Hayakawa is with us today. And I want you to begin to put the horse's mouth with a face, with a right word. Many of you, although again, no, not many of you in here, a few of you in here shared a video from Jordan Maxwell, who is also here today. And we're very, very honored to have them here. And they tell it like it is. It's not what you want to hear. In fact, it kind of freezes the blood. And one thing that I want Norio to know is that I honor Nippon Television above all of the ones who went to see Billy Meyer. They're the only ones that did a worthy job at all. It's been turned into a farce. It's been turned into a lie. And so has Billy. The very one that shot Billy, shot at him, tried to assassinate him, now runs the Semyasi Silver Star Center. Now, there are many reasons, and because Nippon Television is so involved with that, and that involves Norio, I want you to know that those original landings and those original contacts with Billy Meyer were very, very right on and honorable. It is now getting twisted completely out of context. For instance, it will talk about the Pleiadians. In the same breath, it talks about Asket. Asket is not a Pleiadian. Asket came, and her people, her ships, came from what is called the Tao universe. It's not the Pleiadian system. But you're going to find that what we will call the goodly company, the goodly aliens, you're going to find that there are many aliens that are able to traverse space enough to get over here to watch what you do. They're sitting out there offshore, if you will, waiting to see what the soup you're going to do. This is the greatest entertainment that a cosmic being can have. Ones have asked, what have we done here for all these years? What do we do for entertainment? I just say we watch. For goodness sakes, you've never in your life ever been able to balance this enough to see how ridiculous you are. And then ones are participants in the mission. In Africa, for instance, there are the Cardassians who come over here and spend 6 months at a time integrating. And then they go back. You have had alien visitation since they brought you here. Come on. You can't just go by creation as a big bang. God is not that careless. But you did have a big whammy. And I am astounded at how much from the oral traditions traditionalists who knew, the ancients knew, and it got handed down, but now you have as much trouble sorting out their imaging and their meanings of things while they tried to keep it secret, if you will, the truth, going. It's very hard now to tell from them. And the clue should have been when dream time ended and the green ants woke up. Well, the fact is, you guys, or the British, went over doing depth charge studies in mining and literally did wake up the green ants. And the reason that it's important is because the green ants hibernate for long periods of time. It's very much like the phoenix myth, coming up from the ashes every so often.
May I have a break? Have to change the tape?
Yes, because we're going.